Good afternoon. A large ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England the next couple of days. The result will be hot temperatures with increasing humidity and a developing strong southwest breeze. That breeze will carry temperatures well into the 80s across the region, with a lot of places, especially in the valleys, reaching into the lower and middle 90s. Humidity levels will be seasonable, however, begin to creep up during the day, and it will get a bit sticky and uncomfortable before the day is through, as clouds tend to mix in with the sunshine from time to time. Tonight, it will be mostly clear and mild, with temperatures back into the mid to upper 60s, with some places staying around 70. It'll be rather muggy as well, as the dew points continue to climb into the day tomorrow, which will feature hazy sun, hot, and that humidity, with temperatures mainly in the lower 90s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, we'll track a cold front our way from the Great Lakes and its associated energy. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds, with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible, and highs back to the mid-80s. Couple of very nice days in the middle of the week behind that front. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies with highs near 80 and much lower humidity Wednesday, and more sunshine with mid to upper 70s for highs on Thursday. The next system will make an approach later in the week on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, still in the mid-70s, and another chance of a shower or thunderstorm as the energy associated with that system is still working its way through on Saturday. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin into upper Michigan. Behind a thunderstorm complex earlier in the day, there could be appreciable redevelopment near the intersection of the outflow from the storms and a weak surface low pressure system, with such redevelopment currently appearing most probable from parts of eastern Minnesota into western and central Wisconsin. Relatively strong low-level shear and ample buoyancy near and just south of the outflow could conditionally yield some initial supercells, which will be capable of severe hail and possibly a couple of tornadoes. Damaging winds may subsequently be more of a concern as storms congeal and spread southeastward across Wisconsin and possibly southeastern Minnesota and northeastern Iowa and also adjacent Michigan into the evening. Any of these storms could also produce torrential downpours leading to flash flooding. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Rio Grande Valley, Texas, to a low of 28 at Copco, California, and also at Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, lower 90s, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo sunny and windy with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 36, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and hot, with highs in the lower 90s, though staying in the 80s across the mountains. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and hot, with highs in the mid-90s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and hot, with highs around 90 in the upper 80s across the higher terrain. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and hot, with highs near 90. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and hot with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun, hot and humid, lower 90s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Tuesday in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, near 80 on Wednesday and in the upper 70s on Thursday. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mid-70s. And mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday and highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.